mood swings. An expert gives us more information about mood swings. Today we have Pat Bull in the studio to talk about mood swings. So, Pat, what are mood swings and does everyone have them?
Well, mood swings are emotional ups and downs. If you think about the verb to swing, it makes sense. You swing from one state of mind, which may be positive, to another, which may be negative.
I see. So does it affect most people?
Oh, yes. Mood swings are very common and shouldn't be confused with more serious illnesses like depression or bipolar disorder.
So what's the difference?
Well, mood swings don't last as long as severe depression, and the feeling of sadness and desperation isn't as serious.
Okay, so can we regulate these mood swings, or do we just have to put up with it?
Not at all. As with many emotional disorders, mood swings go untreated because people are too ashamed to go to the doctor. There's an 80% to 90% success rate for those who seek help for their mood swings.
And what are the common causes?
Well, like everything, it comes down to science. Mood swings are caused by chemical imbalances or hormonal changes.
When you say chemical imbalance, what do you mean exactly?
Well, the brain releases chemicals called neurotransmitters. How these neurotransmitters are released and reabsorbed will affect your mood.
If it's an imbalance, as you say, is there any medicine you can take to help?
Oh, of course, there is medicine. There are always therapy techniques which work too.
And how about when people experience hormonal changes?
Well, they happen typically to teenagers. When teenagers reach puberty, they often have mood swings. Of course, adults can have them too. For example, pregnant women can suffer from postnatal depression due to these chemical imbalances.
So I suppose the question is, when should we seek help? Or should we at all? As you said at the beginning, mood swings are part of human nature.
Yes, it's like everything. It depends on the extent of the problem or mood swing. If mood swings start to take over your life and interfere with your relationships, that's when you might need help.
Well, that was all most interesting and very reassuring for our listeners to know that it's okay to feel down in the dumps every now and then.
Yes, and what's more, you can do something about it.
Well, we're out of time, but thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.